Amir starts after tee, and Kadic on the back foot gets it backward of point. Almost a mix. Oh, be a run out. The throw comes to the non-strikers end. Oh, dear.
Who's going? They're both standing.
Now, who's out?
Watson does not want to go.
Watson has been run out in the 90s. Run out for 93. He and Kadic are looking at each other. They don't quite understand which one is going. Watson has stopped at short mid-wicket. He doesn't know whether he's out. The umpire's going to come together.
He doesn't want to go, does he?
Umpire Doc Drover just reset the stumps at the northern end. Rudy Kurtzen has come over and said, which one of these blokes is out?
Yeah, depending if they cross. I mean, you go to the third umpire for this, he'll tell you. And have they crossed? Yes. Watson's crossed with Kadic, so it'll be Watson who is run out.
Shane Watson has been run out it for is. 93.
Well, no to the crowd, Billy.
The crowd's booing, so they want a Kadic run out. Because one of them had to be gone, I'm afraid. The public of Melbourne somehow wanted that decision overturned. But when they're both standing at one end of the pitch, one of them's got to go. So Shane Watson is finding more and more innovative ways to deny himself a test century. He's run out for 93. It will bring Ponting to the wicket. One for 182. His scores this summer after the duck up at the Gabba when he batted the once, 96, 48, 89, 30, and now 93.